Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are with Erie County Legislator April Baskin. April, $45 million of county surplus money is in the bank right now. What's the best way to use it?
We need to deliberate with all of the legislators, with the administration, and come up with a plan as to what is the best way to use it. It's not something that I, myself, or one sole legislator can answer. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're deliberating, we're negotiating, and I'm really excited in the direction that it's going.
So has there been any discussion yet about where the money is going to go? You know, we think about the Albright-Knox plan. There's payments that needs to be done to ECMC, giving it back to the taxpayers. So a variety of options. Is there any way that the directions of the conversations are moving?
All of those items have come up on the table. I'm not opposed to the match that has been presented as an option for the Albright-Knox. I am very passionate about poverty initiatives, and body cams. I've been very vocal about that in recent dialogues and committee meetings that we've had here at the legislature. So those are things that I, as an individual legislator, want to see addressed with this funding. But they're, all of those things are on the table right now, and like I said, currently being negotiated.
When can we expect to see some sort of decision made on when the surplus?
I'm hoping in the coming week, but what we need to do is to just make sure that everybody has a chance to have a say. So I've had lots of conversations with the minority leader, lots of conversations with the administration. Momentarily going to go back and talk to members of the majority caucus. Very excited, like I said, about the direction in which the conversations are going. I'm not against some form of funding going to the Albright-Knox. I think that is a match investment from private investors, and that's what the county should be doing. Engaging the private sector to be able to contribute to arts and cultural initiatives. The exact dollar amount, don't know that yet, but as long as me personally, as long as I see issues in public safety get addressed and poverty get addressed with that funding, I think I'll be happy.
Is a decision at the earliest could be made next Thursday?
I can't say that right now. Okay. We're still in negotiations.
But logistically, yeah. Like it could theoretically be done as early as next Thursday.
It could be. It could be, or it could be later.
Okay, but never any earlier than next Thursday.
No.
Okay. And the last thing, what about the idea of just leaving the surplus as it is? Is that something that would be considered?
That's a thought, but I don't think it's going in that direction.
Okay.
I don't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.